Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Jim Willis owns the 225-acre WW Ranch, about an hour west of Houston. When he bought the land in late 1999, it was nothing but improved grasses fit only for cattle grazing. Over time, he revegetated the parcel with native grasses like little blue stem and switchgrass.
What we hope to do is increase the amount of wildlife, especially bobwhite quail.
Parks and Wildlife's quail biologist Robert Perez says bobwhite quail was once a ubiquitous species in Willis's part of the state, but not anymore.
In the eastern third of the state, east of I-35, quail are something of a memory to many folks who grew up in areas where when they were kids they had quail on their farms and quail on their ranches. And over the years, the habitat's changed a great deal, and many people are asking the question, where did my quail go?
The answer, quail have moved on to find suitable habitat.
As in most cases when it comes to wildlife, habitat's a limiting factor, and that's what's disappeared over much of the Texas landscape are those elements of habitat that bobwhite need to survive.
The bobwhite has become a kind of poster child for a national effort to restore our vanishing native prairies. And that brings us back to Mr. Willis, who is building a growing coalition of like-minded landowners dedicated to restoring quail habitat, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. That's our show with support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for the private lands and public hunting program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.